Chodesh Tov. Yerushus, Rashi Yeshiva, Mashpia, Hosin B'chvod Achsanya. I want to thank you for the opportunity of being able to share Divrei Torah. When two Jews meet and they speak Divrei Torah one to the other, it unites them. Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu. And I enjoy, Baruch Hashem, linking in with you. I enjoy feeling at one with you. I'd like to begin by sharing with you an insight that I heard a number of years ago from a dear chaver, chavrusa, in MTA, who's now the mashgiach in Ner Yisrael, Rav Beryl Weisbrod, Shlita. He was in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, and I asked him, would he give a shmooze to the boys in the kolo, to the men of the kolo. He used as a springboard a very unusual phrase in Tosfos, in Sukkah, and Daf Kaf Chesam at Aleph. The Gemara there points out that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. The greatest, Gadol Shel Behem, was Yonasan ben Uziel. The Katan Shebahem was Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara then deals with the depth and the breadth of the knowledge of the Katan Shebahem, of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lohiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agados, Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Sofrim, etc., etc., Sichas Malachai Hashares, Dovar Gadol Vekatan, Maisem Rakava, Havayas Abaye Varava, who hadn't yet been born. And then the sugya concludes with a statement about Yonasan ben Uziel. Amra Lava Yonasan ben Uziel, Bisha'a She Yoshev Seik B'Torah, Kol Of She Poreach Alav, Miyad Nisraf. What was the source of the fire that consumed the birds flying over Yonasan ben Uziel as he was learning Torah? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said that the Malachi Hashares gathered around to listen to the Torah of Yonasan ben Uziel. And their esh, their spirituality, simply didn't allow the gashmius of the birds to exist. Consumed the birds. But Tosfos has another explanation. Tosfos says that it was the fire of Matan Torah, Eish Ochra. When Yonasan ben Uziel learned, it was a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai, Shenitna Be'esh, Shetorah Nitna Be'esh. And then Tosfos uses a phrase which is an unusual expression. Shehadvarim, that which would come out of the mouth of Yonasan ben Uziel, hadvarim smechim k'nesinasan b'sinai. That's a little strange. When we think about Matan Torah, we don't exactly think about simcha. Vayecher am asher b'machaneh, they were quaking. Vayar kol ha'am vayanu, vayamdu merachok, they were running to a far position. Chazal tell us in the sugya in Shabbos on Daf Peches that they fainted dead away, literally, because they were so overwhelmed spiritually. They had to be revived with the tal, with the dew of tchiyas hamesim. That's not exactly the way that we would describe simcha, right? A joyful event. So Rav Beryl pointed out that there's another level of simcha, a deeper meaning of simcha, if you will, the ultimate source of simcha. Simcha is behirus hada'as. Simcha is a clarity of understanding. Ein simcha kataras hasfekos. Simcha is a glimpse into emes. Simcha is feeling the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, a certainty that you have the ultimate truth, and there's no greater simcha than that. That was Ma'amad Har Sinai. Smechem k'nisnasan b'sinai. Ato har esa ladat. Osks were removed. All the machitzos were removed. All the rikiyim were broken through. Ato har esa ladas. Kla Yisrael saw the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No sfeikot. Aspaklaria shel ma'ala. They experienced with their entire being that reality. Kol ha'am roim es hakolos. That's simcha, and that's what the Torah of Yonasan ben Uziel, Dvarim hasmechim k'nisinasan b'sinai, hakol barir v'sharir v'kaya. With this idea, I'd like to move over to Inyana Diyoma. We all know the Gemara in Tainis, Andaf, Kaftesa Med Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei De Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei De Rav. Kishem Shemisha Nichnas Av M'ma'atim B'Simcha, Kach Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. Did we ever think about what exactly is the Kishem? What's exactly the connection between the miut of Simcha in Av and the ribui of Simcha in Ador? Rashi Alatar assumes that we understand it. The Meiri, already a Yeridas Hadoros, felt that he had to explain it. So the Meiri points out, Kishem Shemavarchim Umispalalim Umodim Al Hatova. Like the Gemara in Brachos. K'shem shemevarchim al hatova, kach mevarchim al hara'a. But the problem is that then the clauses in the sentence should be reversed. We should be saying, k'shem shemin shenichnas ador marbim b'simcha, kach mi shenichnas av mema'atim b'simcha. And in our Girsa, it's just the opposite. And also, l'chora, for most of us, we don't view miut asimcha as modim al hara'a. Miut asimcha means that we're mitzta'er al hara'a. And even more essentially, what exactly over here is the kashem? In the world of Av, we have a progression. We're dealing with a period of bein hamitzarim. We're dealing with stages of churban and stages of Avelus. And so we move from stage to stage. Rosh Chodesh Ador were more mema'it b'simcha than we had been after Shiva Asar b'Tammuz, and then it hits a crescendo in Tisha B'Av, and then it ends. That's our miut simcha of Av. But Ador, we don't have any progression. We don't have any stages. We have 2 days smack in the middle of Chodesh Ador. Yudalad and Tesvav. Those are the days of Purim. We're adding 2 weeks of Simcha before those days, and we're adding 2 weeks of Simcha after those days. What's the Kishen? Where do we see any parallel between the 9 days that end at Tisha B'Av and the 30 days that have Purim in the middle, 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after? Where is the Kishen? What's the connection over here? On all planes, what's the connection over here? This is a miyut of simcha on Churban. This is a ribui simcha on Purim. This is a month. This is 9 days. This is a progression. These are points in time. What exactly is the connection? There's a beautiful mahalach in this kuntras of Rav Chanoch Karelenstein. Basically, the same mahalach is found also in a few words in the Sfas Emes, Kedushei Sfas Emes, Antainis, Andaf Kavtes. I'll say it in a word and then I'll explain. Rather than viewing Purim as the source of the Marbim B'Simcha, Purim is actually the result of the Marbim B'Simcha. Now that you're thinking about that, I'll try and spell it out. The source of ribui simcha in Ador is Ador. There's a medrash in the beginning of Parshas Truma that deals with the raison d'etre of the Mishkan. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask us to build a Mishkan? And the Medrash gives the mashal of a king whose daughter is marrying, the princess is marrying the prince, and the king tells his daughter, Asuli Kitan, make for me a little living quarters, a room attached to your home, Va'avo va'adur beinechem. And then I'm going to be able to live with you. I won't have to leave you. I'll be able to share my presence with you. Let them build me a room. Let them build me an area. And I'll come and move in with them. The Chidushei Harim, the Sfas Emes, understand that Adar is the month of Adur. Avo v'Adur b'nehem. The Sefer Mo'or Einayim understands that Adar is a nutrikon. Aleph, dar. Aluf u'shal olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dar batachtonim. The Beis Yaakov, Parshas Pekudei, quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, that the Mishkan was really completed on Aleph Adar. It was consecrated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Adar represents the Kiton. Adar represents the Avo v'Adur b'nehem. Namely, that Adar is a month of Hashras Hashchina. It's in time. It's built into time. There's a skula within the time of Adar. In Adar, we read Truma and Tetzaveh and Kisisa. The Shalah points out, whenever we have a Torah reading, that is the essence of the time. It's built into the time that we have to deal with Mishkan in Chodesh Adar. And therefore, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Smeichim K'nesinosan B'Sinai. What is the Mishkan, according to the Ramban, if not a Hemshech of Ma'amad Har Sinai? We returned to the Ma'ala of the Avot. We became the Merkava of the Shechina. That Chodesh Adar represents Adur. Chodesh Adar represents our connection constantly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we recreate, we reenact Ma'amad Har Sinai in every day in Chodesh Adar. And therefore, Marbim B'Simcha. Ein Simcha. Ka'ataras HaSfeikos. Ein simcha kebihirus hadas. That's the simcha of Chodesh Adar. Gemara and Shabbos points out, ein shechina shora ela mitoch simcha. This is built in to the world of simcha. Hashras hashchina. This simcha is the simcha that the Navi Yishayahu speaks about. We know it from the Haftarah of Hanukkah, but he's talking about Adar. Rani v'simchi bas tzion. Ki hinini ba v'shachanti b'sochech. That the simcha comes from the shechina. The simcha comes from the connection, from feeling the hashras hashechina, from being in that level of behirus hadas, and that's the kishem. Kishem sheba'av ma'atim b'simcha, because we have siluk hashechina, because there's churban. So just as churban brings about a miut of simcha, it brings about sfeikos, it brings about a total confusion. Kach mishenichnas ador, when you have hashras hashchina, avo va'ador beinechem marbim besimcha. Mamash, a direct parallelism from one to the other. But we can ask ourselves, but why ador? Ador is dafka, the month of hashras hashchina, Sivan, Matan Torah. Shouldn't that be the month of hashras hashchina? Or Tishrei? Everyone knows the Rav's Torah that Lifnei Hashem, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Every time you have a lifnei Hashem, you have simcha. And when do we have a lifnei Hashem more than on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur does mitzvah of simcha, because the whole day is a day of lifnei Hashem, and the Kohen Gadol goes lifnei v'lifnim, and Rosh Hashanah tkiyah shofar lifnei v'lifnim dami. Why choose Adar? We have a lot of points in time during the course of the year that represent hashras hashchina. I saw in the sichos of Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Everyone I mentioned is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I just mentioned him because of the tragic loss of his life for us, for him. Well, where he is, but for us, the tremendous loss when he was killed at such a young age. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his Sichos, points out something very, very special about Adar that we don't always think about in this context. That Adar is the last month of the year. Nisan is the first month, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and Adar is the last month. Namely, that we are speaking about the Ne'ila of the year. I don't know how it works in other shuls, but every year before Ne'ila, I get up in the Beis Medrash in Grus, and I have the same speech. I have the same Dvar Torah, the same words of Chizuk, that I open the Mishnah Berura, and the Mishnah Berura speaks about the fact that Hakol Holech Achar HaChasima, that everything that we've been working on from the beginning of Elul, what we've been working through Aseres Yemei Tshuva, everything that we've been trying to accomplish during Yom Kippur, now is the crunch, now is the Ne'ila, now we have to pull it all together. Hakol Holech Achar HaChasima. Hu Hadin Ador. Ador is the Ne'ila of the year. It's the Chasima of the year. And Rav Pinkus points out that the Shana, the yearly cycle, basically represents all of Jewish history from beginning to end. Jewish history begins in Chodesh Nisan as an Am. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This is Yitzias Mitzrayim. We became an Am in Chodesh Nisan. And Jewish history is going to end in Chodesh Adar with the Geula Shlema, with the Binyan HaBayis and Bias HaMashiach B'mehirah B'yameinu Amen. That's the year of Jewish history. That's the year of the entirety. Everything is built in. We start with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we have Shiva Nekiyim and work our way up to Mamad Har Sinai, and then there's a fall of Cheta Ego, and we have to work our way back up to a second Mamad Har Sinai, a second Matan Torah on Yom Kippur, and we have a Darga of Yira, and we have a Darga of Mechilas Avonos. And then we continue to Sukkos, and we get to Ava, and to Dveikus. And then we begin a winter. Mar Cheshvan, Kislev, Baruch Hashem in Kislev, we have those points of light of Hanukkah to be Meir, to in some way give us some light in the Chashecha of Yavan. And then we fall into the deep winter, into the deepest of the deep winter, into Golos Edom, and there's no light, and there's Teves, and there is Shvat, and we have periods of Hester Panim, and we have periods of almost Yeyush, and we have periods where we feel that almost everything is lost. But then, at the end of time, when we're going to come to Adar, the end of time, we have a Haftacha. We have a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I'll just add on to Rav Pinkus, open a Rambam, Tiyuchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin. Kfar hivtich a Torah shesof Yisrael lasos Tshuva besof Golus Son. Besof Golus Son. In Adar, the end of the Golus, the end of time, there's a promise that we're going to do Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us unique Kochos HaNefesh, to be chozer b'tshuva u'miyad heim nig'alim. And what is ge'ula? G'dola tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shchina. Adar is the month which is sof hagalus. It's the end of the year. It's the chasima. It's the ne'ila. And it's mekareves es ha'adam l'shchina. It's the adur. Avo v'adur b'nechem. Chodesh Adar represents this Hashra'as Hashchina, the ultimate Hashra'as Hashchina, where we're heading to. That's the uniqueness of Adar. It's not a Hashra'as Hashchina which is passing. It's not a moment in time. It's the goal. It's eternity. It's that level of Hashra'as Hashchina. And then Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, Hashra'as Hashchina, that Behiris Hadas, brings us to levels of simcha, brings us to levels of tshuva, and tshuva is simcha, and tshuva is hashra'as hashchina. And then we can understand Purim. This is the simcha, this is the Behiris Hadas that brought about Purim, because who were Klal Yisrael before Purim? We were hibernating. We were in the winter. Everyone knows the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel in the days where Haman is telling Achashverosh, you have nothing to worry about destroying the Jewish people. Yeshno Am, the Yeshenim, they're sleeping, they're hibernating. They already were Misyaish on the Geula. They went and ate from your Su'udah. Don't worry, Achashverosh. Their mitzvos are mitzvos anoshim melumada. There's nothing there. They're an empty, there's no content. It's just rote. They're just going through motions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koach ha-nefesh from the hasaras ha-taba'at to wake up, to be chozer b'tshuva. And then all of a sudden that behirus hadas of chazara b'tshuva enabled us to see everything in a different light. That which the goyim call serendipity, I think that's the word, right? Mikra alpi, mikra alpi, mikra, coincidence alpi, coincidence. To us that's hashgacha, that's a nes nister of Purim. We woke up the simcha of Chodesh Adar, the hashras hashchina of Chodesh Adar, the tshuva of Chodesh Adar, the behirus hadas of Chodesh Adar gave us the ability to have a Purim, gave us the ability to understand what how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in the world of hashgacha, step after step. That's the Chodesh hanefach lachem miyagon l'simcha, a whole Chodesh. A chodesh of ne'ira, a chodesh of chasima, a chodesh of geula, a chodesh of behirus hadas, mishenichnas ador marbin besimcha. And this is our avoda. If we ask, what's our avoda during chodesh ador? To just smile? Smiling is very special. But simcha is much more than smiling. Simcha is to feel the hashras hashchina. Simcha is to gain behirus hadas. Lefinius daiti, I want to suggest, and I'll conclude with this, just two areas where we should try and work on our behiras hadas. We should try and work on our simcha. And these two areas have a common denominator. One is in terms of Torah, that we should try this month to transform our learning. That our learning should turn into the Ora HaTorah. We should be able to see the letters full of light. We should be able to see the letters dancing in front of our eyes. We should be able to feel that which is mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Chalafta ben Dosa Ishkvar Hananya Omer Asara Sheyoshvin Va'oskin B'Torah Shechina Shruya Beinehem. The Shechina brings about Behirus Hadas. The Behirus Hadas brings about a Simcha. We're dealing with Emes. We're dealing with the only thing in this world which is Chosamo Emes, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us is the real Emes. And when we learn Minayin afilu chamisha, minayin afilu shlosha, minayin afilu echad, koma koma asher ovo elecha verachtich. Every time koma koma asher askir et shmi, the ovo elecha uberachticha, ovo elecha uberachticha, that's adur, ovo va adur beinechem, I'll be mashreb my shchina. You just look at it as emes, and I'll give you the koach. That's the school of adur. That's the school of Adar, to be able to learn Torah in a different world, in a different plane. Kutcha brichu va'araisa chadhu. Via learning Torah, we connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the dibuk chaverim, the koach of the Beis Medrash, to try and reach an emes, to try and link in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. Samcheinu b'tarasecha. That's simcha. That's true simcha. The second area, which has the common denominator of the first, is the Maimer of Shimon Bar Yochai. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'chai Yolam Haba. Chai Yolam Haba, I hope you'll have time for it. Now, Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Torah is a Matana Tova, and Eretz Yisrael is a Matana Tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability during this month, a month of Hashras Hashchina, a month of Behiras Hadas, to recognize the Matana Tova of Eretz Yisrael. That Kodesh Baruch Hu in our generation gave us opportunities to link in to Palter in Shomelech, to be able to Ha'aleinu B'Simcha La'artzenu. That Simcha of Torah and Simcha of Eretz Yisrael are Matanos Tovos. They're the two Matanos Tovos that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Ba'olam Hazeh. The third one is Chaye Olam Haba. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to, how he wants us to link into him. V'ha'aleinu b'simcha la'artzeinu. There's a beautiful Or HaChayim at the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. V'hoya Kisavo el ha'aretz. The Or HaChayim points out V'hoya is lashon simcha. V'yehi is lashon tzar. V'hoya is lashon simcha. L'ha'ir she'ein l'smoach ela b'yeshiva ba'aretz. We all know the Ramah in Hilchos Birkas Kohanim. We don't say Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz except on rare occasions, because you have to be Shari B'Simcha. And we're not Shari B'Simcha. But in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, because everyone in Eretz Yisrael is Shari B'Simcha. In Yerushalayim, a Kohen who is an Ovel will say Birkas Kohanim. He's an Ovel, but he's Shari B'Simcha. He's Shari B'Simcha because he's in Yerushalayim. That overrides his individual Avelus. That's a state of being. Shari B'Simcha means that Eretz Yisrael gives an individual Behiris Hadas. There's an Avira to Eretz Yisrael, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. The Nevi'im said that with Ruach HaKodesh. That's a Mitzius, if Nevi'im said it with Ruach HaKodesh. And you all experienced it. Almost all of you experienced it for a year, for 2 years. So why not make it more than that? It's a Matana Tova. In Eretz Yisrael, one experiences Yad Hashem at every moment, every step, every breath. One feels a Nes Nistar. One feels that Hashra'as Hashchina. You know that. You've experienced it. To be able to appreciate that all of life is one series of Nes Nistar. Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereshish Shana V'Yarach Harish Shana. So my message to you is make Torah part of your Simcha. Make Torah part of your Hashra'as Hashchina. Make Torah part of your Behiras Hada'as, of your search for Emes. Make it the Iker of your lives. And think very seriously about making Eretz Yisrael, the Matana Tova, the Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, part of your dreams and part of your reality. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. Agudin Chodesh.